Louis Ambrose, this is your very first Iditarod. You've done a number of mid-distance races. This is your first 1,000 miler.
It's been a long 2 months down here in Willow. We're really looking forward to getting back in familiar country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my kids will be waiting for me in Nome, so that's my incentive to get up there as quick as I can. Yeah.
And you'll also, you're originally from Galena. It's the southern route this year, but I imagine you're excited to check out country that you've never seen before, this part of the Alaska Range, and heading over to Nikolai. Thoughts on the trail?
Yeah, that's the part that has me a little concerned, you know, not ever being over the trail. I talked with my brother. He was in the Iron Dog, the Trail Classic, a couple weeks ago, and he gave me a lot of good information about the trail conditions, and I'm not too worried about it, maybe a little bit excited, if anything, to see new countries, like you were saying. I think I'll be relieved once I get back to familiar territory, which will be, you know, Shag. Look, I spend a lot of time working down in that area, so I'm pretty familiar with that area. I'll definitely be relieved once I hit Shag. Look.
Now, you're running this race in memory of Jerry Austin, who, you're married to his daughter, Doreen. Talk about the significance of, you know, being a part of the Austin family and running this race in memory of the man who ran this, I think, 18 times.
Yeah, well, Jerry was the biggest reason that I started racing. You know, I'd been mushing dogs with him for years, but I didn't want to see, you know, his family legacy, you know, diminish, and no one else was able to pick up, you know, where he had left off. So I kind of felt that it was my obligation to the Austins to carry on his name. And hopefully down the road, maybe one of my nephews or nieces or one of my daughters or boys will pick it up also. But we definitely want to try to keep the Austin name in the Iditarod circle.
Right. And you said the word obligation, but it's obvious that you enjoy this. You know, you did the K300, you did the Norton Sound 450, and you enjoy being with the dogs. You enjoy kind of this lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think I learned to enjoy it just through time. You know, when I first started, I don't know if I was that interested in it, but now I'm definitely stuck in it because of the fact that I enjoy being out there with the dogs. Yeah.
Now, can we expect you to return? Is this something, this lifestyle, going to continue, or is this kind of a one-shot deal? Iditarod, see the trail, get the experience.
Well, that's a good question because I haven't quite figured that out yet. I would like to do it again. You know, I'd like to go through the northern route and see a lot of my friends and relatives in the interior. But I'll have to play that one by ear because it was pretty hard financially on our family, you know, to get here and to run this race. So I'll have to play that one year by year, I think. And hopefully we'll pick up some sponsors and that'll make my decision easier.
Yeah. Your goals for this race, what it's your rookie run of the Iditarod. What's your goal in heading to Nome?
Well, my schedule is kind of conservative. You know, it's a 10.5-day schedule. And, 12 of the dogs off my team just got off the quest. So a 10.5-day schedule is pretty conservative for him. But I'm going to try to stick to it at least until I hit Kalteg, and then I'll go from there. If I can shave a little time off it, I'll definitely be happy. But probably realistically 10.5 days.
Okay, any final thoughts? Anything you'd like to bring up that perhaps we didn't quite get to?
No, I guess just back to the fact, you know, that I'm running in memory of Jerry, and I feel very proud to be able to do that, you know, and I'm glad to see that his family is here supporting me, and I know that once we hit the coast, we'll have a lot more support, and I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Louis.
Okay, thank you.
Louis Ambrose before the race start, and reporting for Iditarod 41, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.